Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt your name. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Most High God, King of all the earth, King over all, Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. Your glory, you will never share with any man. We exalt you. We bless your name. We worship you. You are God and you are God forevermore. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. We bow down before you. We lay our crown and we worship you. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 19th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Appreciate him, for his God is good and is worthy to be praised forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. Declare by the word of the Lord, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me today and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord upon me. In the name of Jesus, his banner over me is blessing, is love, is grace. In the name of Jesus, oh, the gracious hand of the Lord is upon me this day. In the name of Jesus, the gracious face of the Lord is turned unto me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I experience the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day favor becomes my experience. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, I receive help that is beyond human reasoning. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, oh, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I am blessed as I go out today, and I am blessed as I am coming back. I go out today with blessing and I return with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord are my companion today. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is programmed into this day, you will not prosper over me. Any evil word that is spoken into this day, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, every language of wickedness, every demonic language in this day, I cancel you, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, every language of infirmity, every language of accident, every language of sickness, I silence you over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare the word of the Lord over me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord preserve me and preserve my household. The Lord preserve me and preserve my soul. As I step out today, the Lord give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, he has said in his word that thousands will fall by my side and 10,000 by my right hand. It will not come near me because I am under the shadow of the Almighty. I am under the cover of the living God. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, in the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon me. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, my going out today is with blessing. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today, my God is my very present help in my times of need. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord supplies all my need according to his riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, I present before him this morning, and the Lord my God blesses me. In the name of Jesus, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I flourish in the presence of the Lord. I am planted in the court of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord set my feet upon my high places and I walk upon them. In the name of Jesus, the doors of blessings of this day is open unto me. In the name of Jesus, every conspiracy of darkness, every conspiracy of the wicked over me will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil agenda over my life. In the name of Jesus, any policy that will not sponsor the grace of God upon me, any policy that will not sponsor the blessings of the Lord upon me, I cancel them this morning. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. I am covered by his blood. In Jesus' name, I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to pray for this nation. I want you to lift up your voice and ask for the mercy of the Lord upon Nigeria. Father, have mercy upon us in this nation, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will lift up your countenance upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, let your gracious hand be upon Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Show us mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show us mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Light that would defile all these works of darkness. Father, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Father, that the enterprise of the wicked will be frustrated in the name of Jesus. The enterprise of darkness, so that it will be frustrated. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up our voice. Lord, break the scepter of wickedness over this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, break the scepter of wickedness over this nation. Break the scepter of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Disappoint the appointments of the wicked over Nigeria. Lord, you would disappoint their expectation in the name of Jesus. You will break the scepter, break the throne of the wicked over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Any policy that is put together that will not sponsor the name of the Lord, that will not sponsor the grace of the Lord, is cancelled in the name of Jesus. Any policy of the wicked in the name of Jesus, it will not prosper, it will not stand in the name of Jesus. Father, you will frustrate the tokens of the wicked over this nation in the name of Jesus. You will expose them in the name of Jesus, that their shame and disgrace will become everlasting. You will expose them, you will disgrace them, and you will dethrone them in the name of Jesus. Father, you will take over Nigeria. Nigeria belongs to you, the government and the people, the land and all its wealth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, we present all the prayer requests that is before us into your hand, and those that are yet to be sent to us, Lord, we lay the hand of the Lord Jesus upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, for success, for deliverance, for breakthrough, for healing, Lord, you would touch their life in the name of Jesus. Father, you will touch them, you will break evil cycle, you will give success in the name of Jesus. Father, you will break the bands of sickness, you will break the bands of infirmity, you will stop demonic attack in the name of Jesus. You will stop the torment of infirmity in the name of Jesus, that your peace will be known in their lives in the name of Jesus. Your peace be known in their life in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, that there be peace in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, you will glorify your name in their life in the name of Jesus, that your mercy will speak above medical reports. Your mercy will speak above the report of men, above the reports that human can see physically. Your mercy will speak healing, your mercy will speak peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, by the grace of God, we are still going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. And believe me, dearly beloved, I want us to pray all through. But when I pick up my pen to put some things down, by the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit opened my heart onto some things that I need to share with you before we go into prayer. Of course, the anchor text that we have been holding upon in the past 2 days has been from the book of Hebrews chapter 12, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. That is Hebrews 12 verse 24. Of course, this is the third part of the blood that speaks. I want you to put this down, write it down, and let it be upon the tables of your heart, that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed us from destruction. Your redemption, my redemption, is guaranteed by the blood of Jesus. He has redeemed us from the claim of the powers of darkness. He has redeemed us from the claim of the rulership of wickedness of this world. He has redeemed us from the wrath that is to come upon this generation. Your transition, my transition, is done by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb of God. He has redeemed us by his blood. Our transition is in the blood of Jesus Christ, the one and only blood that is enough, that is qualified to ransom you from the kingdom of darkness, who has claim over your life and over your destiny. The scripture says in the book of Hebrew chapter 9, I think verse 12, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered into the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Now, I read this place for us the first time we began speaking on the blood that speak. Now, it is not the blood of goats and that of ram and that of calves that has redeemed us. It is the blood of Jesus. These animals, they do not possess the power to transit your life. They do not possess the power to ransom you from the kingdom of darkness. I think I said this yesterday as well, that the blood of human, as precious as we are in the eyes of the Lord, is not enough. The blood does not possess the power to ransom you from the kingdom of darkness, to ransom us from the power of hell. But the blood of Jesus, the blood possesses power in itself to cancel any evil that is set up in your lineage. I want you to understand this morning, that it is the blood of Jesus that possesses the power to cancel any form of evil that is set up in your lineage. Wickedness that has been installed into your lineage. Wickedness that has been installed, that has been enthroned to become a cycle, to become an occurrence, generations to generation. The blood of Jesus is the only blood that has the power to ransom you from this wickedness that has been laid out in your lineage. The blood of Jesus is the only blood that possesses the power to break any cycle that has been laid down for you. The blood of Jesus can break the cycle of wrath, the cycle of vengeance, the cycle of infirmity in your life and give you redemption. Colossians chapter 1 verse 3 and verse 14. The scripture says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Your redemption is made perfect through the blood of Jesus. Your transition is completed through the blood of Jesus. And that is why I want you to arise in you today and declare your deliverance from any demonic linkage between you and your lineage, any demonic connection between you and altar somewhere from where you come from. Rise up this morning and break any covenant that is linking you, that is connecting you with any wickedness of where you come from, and claim your redemption totally by the blood of Jesus. I'm going to stop here by the grace of God because of time and space. And if the Lord will permit us, we are still going to continue in the days to come. It is time to pray. Our anchor scripture for this prayer this morning is going to come from the book of Colossians chapter 2. We are going to be praying from verse 14 and verse 15. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shield of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and pray this morning. I cancel by the blood of Jesus every manifestations of wickedness, manifestations of wrath of the wicked over my life in the name of Jesus. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. I cancel them, manifestations of evil over my life, over my destiny. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Every appearance of demonic oppression over my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oppression that has been laid down before me, oh, I cancel them. The scripture says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. It does not belong to me. It is contrary to me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I want you to pray. I blot out today every evil handwriting, ordinances of vengeance over my life, over my destiny, in the name of Jesus. The scripture has said that it will not be said of me, our Father has eaten the grape and the teeth of the children has been set on edge. It is not me. It is not for me. I blot you out. Handwritings of evil, ordinances of vengeance, you have no place in me. I have been redeemed redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The scripture says, in my Lord Jesus Christ, I have found redemption through his blood. And not just redemption, and the forgiveness of sin. He has ransomed me from this evil that has been committed by my lineage. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, your ordinances is canceled over me by the blood of Jesus. Your ordinances are canceled over my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. The blood of Jesus arise for my sake and break down every altar, altar of vengeance, of the altar of the wicked that is laying claim over my life. The blood of Jesus arise for my sake and render them useless, render them invalid over me. In the name of Jesus, every altar of vengeance, altar of wickedness, demonic altar, in the name of Jesus, that is laying claim over me, laying claim over my destiny, laying claim over my household, in the name of Jesus, oh, you are rendered useless by the blood of Jesus. The scripture says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made the shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You are nailed to the cross of Christ. You have no claim over me anymore. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, declare, I claim my victory through the blood of Jesus that can never lost its power. The blood of Jesus. I claim my victory through the blood of Jesus that is alive forevermore. There is this hymnal song in Yoruba, Kulisono. Ejeti Jesu fira gbogbo eyan, ejeti Jesu fira wa pada, ko le so agbara nu. I claim my victory by the power that is in the blood of Jesus that can never lose its relevance. I claim my victory through the blood of Jesus Christ that can never lost its relevance. In the name of Jesus, pray the blood of Jesus break every covenant that is made before me, that is made for me, that is made because of me, that is made for me, that is made ahead of me. The blood of Jesus break them. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says, to Jesus, the mediator of new covenants, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. The blood of Jesus speaks for me. The blood of Jesus speaks peace, speaks redemption, speaks blessing, speaks deliverance, speaks liberty over me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you this morning. Every ordinances of wickedness, every ordinances of evil over you is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every manifestation of wickedness over you is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Oh, the wrath of the wicked is removed over you in the name of Jesus. Your redemption is in the blood of Jesus. You are ransomed by his blood. Therefore, the gracious hand of the Lord is upon you. The countenance of the Lord is lifted upon you. The blessings of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. You are delivered. Your victory is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood that can never lose its power, that can never lose its power, in the name of Jesus, operate over your life. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you this morning. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life and your destiny. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace that passes all human understanding. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name. Dearly beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name. And I want to remind you of our program that is coming up next week, Thursday. That is on the 26th of March, 2026. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. It's truly going to be a time of refreshing. We are going to come before the Lord and we are going to pray. The theme for the program is Great Help. Come before the Lord and receive great help. Ask for the help of the Lord for this season. The Lord bless you. Remember, the time for the program is 12 and 2 p.m. at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Yokodo Junction, Sango, Eleeli, Atibado here in Oyo State. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.